Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call. You can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow joining us at 10:33. Really looking forward to that. We're going to talk again if you have missed it, and we've had several conversations about this, but I think it's really important to remind folks why you want to vote in this August 13th primary. Mm-hmm. There are two very, very important constitutional amendments that are going to be on the ballot. Even if that might be the only thing that's on your ballot, it's still absolutely worth going and voting.
Yes.
On that day. So we're going to talk to Pat about that, including a couple of other things. And my favorite phrase he has for... We call him California lake sitting, axe throwing Eric Hovde, but Pat Kreitlow calls him professional rake stepper, which is so, I love that. How can you not love that? 1106, Melissa Pyrick will be here to talk about the Ice Age Trail and the number of people who are now hiking the entire 1,200 miles. This is a thing.
That is a lot of things. That's a lot of miles.
That really is a lot of miles. So if you're interested in... Maybe that's something you've thought about doing. You have questions. That is coming up at 11:06, right after the 11 o'clock news. A couple of other reminders as well. We will have special event coverage each and every evening during the RNC, which kicks off next week, July 15th through the 18th. So that special coverage will have a special program from 7 to 8 p.m. all next week with our news director, Terry Bell, live on location throughout the entire RNC to give us updates and coverage. And the Todd Alba Show will be broadcasting live from there as well, starting every weekday, noon until 2 p.m. That is all next week when the RNC comes to Milwaukee. We're going to start off there.
Okay.
Yesterday, this is in the Cap Times from Aaron McRorty, GOP approves new platform written by Trump, and they passed it in private. In a break from precedent, officials from the RNC adopted their party's platform yesterday morning. The new set of ideological guidelines laid out by the former president and his top advisors takes a vague and shorter approach to creating a game plan for the GOP's hopes for another Republican presidency. The platform, fewer than 6,000 words and summed up in 20 bullet points, preceded by two pages outlining the goals for what they want to accomplish. Not everyone was happy about the way things went down yesterday with this decision by the RNC officials.
Yeah, it sounds like it. This is some shady stuff here.
Well, it's never happened before, and yeah. Matt Smith from WISN-TV talked to one of the Republican delegates yesterday after they did this kind of closed-door vote, and she was not happy. Calvin, let's hear from Gail from Utah.
Take me inside. There were no phones. Was there any debate? How unusual was this year?
It's never happened before. I've done this several times. There was no committees. We always had subcommittees where we can go in and work on a section of the platform. We can propose amendments, debate them, add them. Always happens. I've done it many times. And then it usually take today, and then tomorrow we would come back and meet as a complete platform, and sometimes there'd be more amendments. They didn't allow any amendments. They didn't allow any discussion. They rolled us. That's what they did. We only spent thousands of dollars to be here. And what the thing they told us they were going to do isn't what happened. None of it happened. I've never seen this happen before. I don't understand why they did it.
What was her name again?
Gail.
Gail, I'm sorry, but if you don't understand why this has happened, you have not been paying attention, because this is the exact direction they're going. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. No, we got it. It's done. We have this.
Trust us. It's done.
And that is sort of, to me, the overarching theme of next week's event. Because we've seen these stories saying there's not a whole lot happening so far in the city. We don't see events coming through. We don't see excitement building. I feel like they're going to come in, do exactly what they need to do, and get out of town. They don't want to be in this city. Let's not forget what the former president said about Milwaukee. They don't disagree with that assertion on the city, which, by the way, if you missed it, he called it horrible. But this... Gail shouldn't be shocked, honestly. And if she is, then she has blinders on, because this has been their motive. You were saying earlier in 2016, they didn't even have a platform.
In 2020, they didn't. They readopted the 2016 platform in 2020.
Yeah.
One of the reasons they gave at that time was because we were in the midst of COVID.
Yeah.
And they could only have like 300 delegates to vote on the platform as opposed to like 2,500.
Gotcha.
That's something that I saw this morning. But I think what really upset Gail, and certainly a lot of people who are very, very pro-life, for the first time in over 40 years, the Republican Party killed its support for a federal abortion ban and went further, declaring the GOP will support in vitro fertilization, which, let's not forget, has already been outlawed in Alabama by Republican lawmakers and judges. So the number one thing that has been motivating evangelicals to support Donald Trump, now they're not even mentioning in their platform because it is a losing topic.
And that's also on top of that discussion point disappearing from websites of candidates. But they're not changing their mind. They're not softening their opinion or position on it. They're just distracting you.
They're trying to hide it.
Exactly.
They're just trying to hide it.
In 2025, regardless of who wins then, they'll be right back where they started from. They'll be right back to the this is a business move.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is, let's not talk about this because most people don't really like it. So we'll pretend we're not going to do this right now, even though we're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt Smith from WISN, their political director, down at the RNC yesterday as they were passing their platform, pretty much behind closed doors, and now without any mention of protecting life, which has been a very, very obviously important subject for evangelicals. Let's hear cut number two from Gail from Utah, Calvin.
And I'm extremely disappointed that we do not have any pro-life language. There are good things in this platform. There are a lot of things in there that I support and that I would want to, but I didn't vote for this because we've never had a platform. I've been coming to these conventions since 1992, and this is the first time we don't have a pro-life platform. The platform simply says that we oppose late-term abortion. Well, what about before that? There's nothing, it doesn't even want any place mention the unborn baby at all. Never happened before.
Gail's not happy. But again, Gail, trust me, if you're listening, don't worry. If Donald Trump gets reelected, the day after, there will be a federal national abortion ban.
Yeah.
There absolutely will. And they're going to ban IVF too. Don't let them tell you otherwise. That is what they're going to do.
Yeah, this is just such a clown show. And the thing is like, to me, in my head, I'm thinking to myself, well, Gail seems pretty upset about it. She's going to vote for him anyway. There's no way she's not going to vote for it. I mean, these individuals will say things like, you know, oh, you're you know, Joe Biden might lose my vote because of the debates. Why? When Donald Trump's people do not care anything that he does, but yet you have Democrats and liberals like, I don't know if I can vote for Joe Biden. Why don't you think you can? Why don't you? What's the breaking point?
Well, and as you mentioned, Greg, the amount of candidates who are now trying to disappear their past records of being completely for a complete and total abortion ban.
Yeah.
Now that's just all disappearing from their campaign materials and their websites. And it might be because according to a new poll from the Associated Press, a solid majority of Americans oppose a federal abortion ban. A rising number of people support access to abortions, highlighting a politically perilous situation for candidates who oppose abortion rights. 6 in 10 Americans think their state should generally allow a person to obtain a legal abortion if they don't want to be pregnant.
6 in 10. So abortion, marijuana, gun control all have majority of support for, like, whether it's background checks and red flag laws, legalization of marijuana, access to abortion. But it's just put this on the pile of what most Americans can agree on that is, you know, basic. And the government's going to say, no, don't worry about that. We're going to make sure you have access to every single gun. No one's protected. No one can get this IVF term is crazy to me. This fact that for a moment, Republicans were even like, why is Alabama banning IVF? And now they're just like, yep, we're going to go for it.
Well, because now every egg is a person.
Yep.
And so if you have to get rid of some of these frozen embryos, now you're committing murder.
Well, I'll ship them to your house. You can take care of them. And you can raise them and do all the things you need to
do. We have one more clip from Gail from Utah talking to WISN's Matt Smith yesterday. After the Republican National Committee passed their platform and it includes no pro-life language, she is not happy. Let's listen to that.
And I've never been treated so badly to have them force this vote on us before we even had a chance to read the platform. We didn't even have it. They gave it to us, but then they had a meeting that with people speaking. So we glanced through it, but we didn't have time to study it and read it. And then all of a sudden somebody made a motion to vote on the platform. And that was it. And then they sent us home and, you know, said, well, goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye. We've got your support. We know you're going to vote for us anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't really have to respond to you. And Rolling Stone reported last November, people close to Trump's thinking revealed that he doesn't really care about evangelical support anymore, and they no longer have any leverage over him because he's the only game in town. So, yeah. Well, what else are they going to do?
They've turned themselves into a group of people who think he's sent by God.
True.
So, and I have sympathy for the fact that Gail is in shock, the fact that Gail is shocked by this.
Again, Gail, don't worry. Your complete and total abortion ban is going to happen if Donald Trump gets reelected. This, after all, is the party that says there are never any medically necessary reasons to have an abortion. That's a lie.
That's tragically a lie. That's a lie that's, or you know, late-term abortion or after-birth abortion.
Yeah, which doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, sympathy for her, but how can she not see this coming a mile away for the last 8 years?
855-752-4842. If you would like to join us, leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. When we return, run away, run away. We better back away from this, baby. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Little Dabo Deans. As we come back, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the conversation. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, we do have a pair of Brewers tickets, two pairs of Brewers tickets for tomorrow night's game. Brewers hosting the Pirates at AmFam Field. Game starts at 7:10. So if you can go and you would like those tickets, that's coming up at 10:50. Greg's got some trivia questions for you. Easier than yesterday's.
I've got a trivia question that yesterday was easy if you can use Google. I refused to be created a monster.
You are not a monster.
Thank you.
So your chance at those Brewers tickets coming up at 10:50. I hope you will stick around for that. Pat Quitelow will join us on the other side of the 10:30 news. From Up North News Radio, so stick around for that. We were just talking about the disappointment by a Utah delegate to the Republican National Committee yesterday after they essentially, the RNC leadership just kind of said, here's what we're doing. You don't get to have it weigh in on anything. Here's the platform. Have a good day. If we can, Kelvin, let's just replay Gail from Utah, clip number one, just one more time. I think there's a saying she mentions that could make it on a T-shirt.
Take me inside. There were no phones. Was there any debate? How unusual was this year?
It's never happened before. I've done this several times. There was no committees. We always had subcommittees where we can go in and work on a section of the platform. We can propose amendments, debate them, add them. Always happens. I've done it many times. And then that would usually take today, and then tomorrow we would come back and meet as a complete platform, and sometimes there would be more amendments. They didn't allow any amendments. They didn't allow any discussion. They rolled us. That's what they did. We only spent thousands of dollars to be here. And what the thing they told us they were going to do isn't what happened. None of it happened. I've never seen this happen before. I don't understand why they did it.
Hey, Gail, if you want to recoup some of that thousands and thousands of dollars it cost your delegation to come here and without accepting your input on anything, I suggest a line of T-shirts.
Yeah.
We went to the RNC, and all we got was rolled.
Boom.
$10 a piece.
There you go.
I think that could fly.
I don't know if people understand. You don't just get to buy a ticket and go to the RNC or either convention. This
right.
is a long
DNC too.
You have to be nominated, voted upon by your county party. It's politics.
Not just anybody's a delegate, right?
No, you can't just sign to be a delegate. You have to run to be a delegate. It's a voting within your own county party. And then guess what? Unless you are such a higher up that you work maybe for the party of the state, all that is on you. Hotel, airfare, travel, all that stuff. There's no stipends, and it's expensive. I remember I almost went to one back in the aughts, and it was going to cost me upwards of $3,500.
Wow.
I was like, nah, that's okay.
Not doing it.
Nope.
855-752-4842. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, Bill, we got you?
Bill.
Something wrong with the phone line. We'll check on that.
Yeah.
Jack from Merrimack texting in. What people like the woman who was interviewed doesn't understand is that this is no longer the Republican Party. Since Trump's daughter-in-law took over the RNC, pushing out the previous chair in what was essentially a coup, yeah, it is now the MAGA Rhino Party, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Trump MAGAs. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
pretty much.
And this wasn't a shadowy endeavor either. They've made this clear. His son has said out loud, this is the party of Trump. This is not.
He said that on January 6th before the attack at the Capitol.
This wasn't covert. This wasn't some sort of like mission to like dissuade or to confuse. This is what they've done. And like I said, I have sympathy for Gail, but the fact that she didn't see something like this coming eventually is, come on.
But again, Gail will ultimately get everything that she wants.
Yes. Absolutely.
The only reason they didn't put this Life Begins at Conception plank in the platform is because this is a losing issue.
Yeah.
So this leads us to the whole runaway segment, because as we mentioned previously, all kinds of Republican candidates are scrambling to remove past comments they've made about personhood bills and things like that, because this is a losing issue.
You're saying they need to run away? Calvin, do they need to run away? That was for you, Jane.
Oh, thank you. That's for Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Oh, that is so great. So speaking of running away, Wisconsin's own Derek Van Orden.
Oh, the very hardworking?
Yes, he is dedicated to tweeting a lot.
January 6th party goer?
Yep. Derek Van Orden on Twitter yesterday said he's never heard of Project 2025. I have not, nor do I plan on reading it. I have governing to do. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't doubt you didn't plan on reading it, Derek. I wasn't. There was no accusation of you doing that.
Is that just the? I didn't hear him say it.
Yeah.
I didn't read the tweet. I can complain. I can claim complete ignorance, and that's all good.
As we said yesterday, and the title of the first hour show was "Not Knowing Doesn't Make It Not True."
And why is that better? Why would you want to proclaim, yeah, I haven't read it, not going to read it, don't care. Look at me, I'm so good working on your behalf.
Yep.
Even though I don't know what's going on.
No.
But I just know that I don't want to read it and I don't need to read it.
How are the farmers doing, Derek, that you care about so much?
Yeah, you know, Bill is back from Oconomowoc. Dave, we got you this time, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys so much. Boy, you are kind of the...
Sure, we lose him right before he's going to give us a compliment.
Kind of the greatest team ever.
I don't know what... Oh, there you're back.
Go ahead.
You're back, Bill. Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear... Okay. Anyhow, Derek Portman, or however you say his name, my motto is don't read. Please don't read. Just click your heels, raise your right arm in a German-type salute, and get yourself a little black mustache right under your nose.
Well, they're all good. I mean, again, thanks a lot for listening, Bill. Really always appreciate it and appreciate you calling in. They're all going to just jump on the bandwagon anyway. So I guess Bill has got a point in that nobody needs to read any policy things because they're all going to say, yep, let's do that. Sounds good. Trump said yes. Trump mm-hmm. told us to kill the border deal, so we did.
Yep.
Whatever Donnie wants, Donnie gets.
It also is whatever keeps me from having to do actual work in governing.
Absolutely.
I don't have to read anything. I don't have to be knowledgeable. I don't have to form an opinion. I don't have to take a stand. All I need to do is look to my right and go, is that what he's doing? Is that, yes, I like what he said.
Yeah.
I'll have what he's having.
Yeah, I'll do that. We'll do that. One more runaway tidbit. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, over the long holiday weekend,
hide your dogs,
deleted a whole bunch of her social media accounts. Whoosh. Apparently, she was getting a little heat after being so proud of killing her puppy in a gravel pit by shooting it in the head.
Yeah.
Because apparently she didn't know how to train it. So, well done, Kristi. Run away.
Yep.
News is coming up next. And when we return, Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow joining us. I hope you will stay close. We're going to talk about the constitutional amendments on this August 13th primary ballot. Don't go away. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Delighted to be joined by our colleague from Up North News Radio every morning across the network from 6 to 8 a.m., Pat Kreitlow. Happy belated birthday.
Aw, thank you. Hello, good morning. That's so nice of you.
So you marked a big one last week.
I did. I marked the big 6-0.
Stop, you youngster.
My wife put on a very nice party with lots of folks, lots of party favors, including little heads on sticks that I hold up for folks watching on social media.
Oh, that's awesome.
Little Pat Kreitlow heads wearing a birthday beanie. Yeah.
You need to cut out the mouth and just make them talk. Like, just
make them into some little
Terrence
puppets.
And, mm-hmm. Terrence and Philip, would love to have me on their show.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny.
Happy belated birthday. And
thank you.
I always listen to you when Greg produces for your show. So I'm always listening
when
I'm on in the way in the morning. And we have talked about these two constitutional amendments that are going to be on the August 13th primary ballot a number of times. But I thought you did a really great encapsulation yesterday, Pat, of what this would do and why this is so important and why, at least in my estimation, it is critically important. Even if there is nothing else on your ballot, no matter where you live in Wisconsin, you have to vote on August 13th. It's really important.
You do. You have to now make a plan to vote on August 13th because the Republicans running the Wisconsin legislature set this up to engage in what I would call, constitutional mischief or electoral mischief, to take a sparsely attended election and say, let's try to amend the state constitution to sneak a fast one past the voters. And all you've got to know is that the American Rescue Plan, which provided a couple of $1 billion to help get Wisconsin through the pandemic, Congress set that up, and Governor Tony Evers, governors were given wide or full discretion on how to apply the funds. And Tony Evers applied the funds as he saw fit, and Wisconsin had one of the healthiest economic recoveries among the 50 states.
Yes.
And Republicans, pouted and stamped their feet and said, we want in on this. But This is the same bunch that has sat on multi-billion dollar surpluses now since the pandemic recovery. And you'll recall that even pre-pandemic, when there was a surplus, they talked about sitting on it, hoping Tim Michaels would win, and then they would use that surplus as tax breaks for the very wealthy.
Yep.
So they're still sitting on the money. They're sitting on PIFA's money. They're sitting on literacy money. They're sitting on hospital money. And these constitutional amendments would let them have a say in the federal aid distribution, meaning they could sit on that money too. That's what they want to do, is just sit on money and not actually solve problems, big problems that Wisconsin has sometimes.
Well, and I think it's important to point out as well, Pat, that if Tim Michaels had been elected, this would not be on the August 13th ballot, because Tim Michaels would do exactly what they wanted him to do as far as the Republicans that control the legislature. This has nothing to do with, they just don't want Tony Evers to have any power. And ever since he got elected and Scott Walker got his fifis hurt, they have been trying to claw away as much power from that office as humanly possible.
Right. It is a straight up power grab. It is nothing more than that. And that is why they took some powers away from the governor and the attorney general when they lost in 2018. And why, if they were to still be running the legislature and a Republican were to be elected governor, they would quickly provide more power to that person. That's not governing. You know, that's ruling. And we're looking for people who actually want to govern for all the people in the state, not just their minions and selected few friends.
Well, and I think it's important too, Pat, to remind people that Governor Evers, with that federal emergency dollars that came in, directed a lot of that money to Wisconsin small businesses.
Correct.
Small business owners. And had the situation been reversed, as you pointed out, and the Republicans had control of this money, their big concern would not be helping small businesses in Wisconsin stay alive during a global pandemic. It would be giving Diane Hendricks another tax cut because she needs one.
What we need to do, I could hear them saying, is we need to put as much of this money possible toward Foxconn, because that'll get us out of the pandemic. Is the faster we can pave over that farmland, the faster we can get out of this recession, which is not what would have happened at all. Instead, you had Governor Evers doing basically what should have been done with an investment the size of Foxconn originally. 10,000 small business grants of $10,000 each. And all the business had to do was either occupy or expand into storefront property on the main streets of Wisconsin towns in all 72 counties. And that's why we had such a broad economic recovery led by small business investment. It just gets me so frustrated that people still associate Republicans as the party of business. No, they're the party of big business. The party of small business is the one that actually wants to help not just the entrepreneur, but the entrepreneur who wants to help his or her workers to be able to afford health care, to get paid leave, to not be having to pollute or take other shortcuts because their big competitors do. That's where the small business power is with progressives in this state, and not with the party that's done nothing for them while staying busy taking care of big business.
Our guest is Pat Kreutlow. He is the host of Up North News Radio every Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. And we were talking about why, and I know it's a pin in the neck, and I know people are going to be on vacation, and I know nobody wants to think about going to vote again, but you need to.
Mm-hmm.
August 13th. Yes. The primary, no matter if that's the only thing on your ballot, these two constitutional amendments that we're talking about, and as you said too, Pat, they do this by design. They do this when they know people are going to be on vacation, when summer is starting to wind down a little bit. People aren't paying attention. People are living their lives, and low turnout works really well for them.
Well, and the thing is the hypocrisy here, because these are the same folks who noticed that a lot of school districts were holding referendums at certain times, essentially trying to time out public support. And so they worked to put restrictions on when school districts could go to referendum, and yet they have no problem practicing the exact same thing. It's very reminiscent of Ohio, where the legislature, made an exception for themselves to put up a referendum that would have made it tougher to amend the Constitution to limit abortion rights. They broke their own rule,
right,
because it served them. And that's exactly what you see Wisconsin Republicans controlling the legislature want to do right now.
It's so frustrating. It is. MyVoteWI.gov. We're going to keep hammering this to MyVoteWI.gov. If you're not sure if you're registered, if you have moved in the last couple of years, if you haven't checked to make sure you're still on the voter rolls, please do that. Go to MyVoteWI.gov. All you have to do is put in your address, and that will bring up everything, including the ballot that you're going to be looking at on August 13th.
And if you can't
the ballot and... Oh. I'm sorry, the ballot and the place to vote, because sometimes, because of, you know, primary elections aren't as well attended, sometimes for some of these elections, they will combine polling places. So you want to make sure that where you think you're going to go is where you're actually supposed to go, Greg.
And if you can't be there for that day, if you have something going on, you have time now to go to myvote.wi.gov and request an absentee ballot for the rest of the year. So you can get one for August and you can get one for November. You can fill them out. You can send them in time. You're good to go. Drop boxes are now legal in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh,
again.
No. Oh, no.
Voting just got sexier. So
this is what we do every year here. Sherry and I get signed up for absentee ballots to be sent to us. So they'll be sent to us before August and before November. And now we'll revert to what we normally do. And that is we will eventually take them to the drop box at our sweet, beautiful little town hall in Eagle Point and drop them off at a time that's convenient for us. And everybody should be doing that.
That's so great. From Franklin texting and listening here on WAUK, isn't there a Republican primary that day? So that will encourage more Republicans to go out and vote. Eric Hovde and two others on there? I am not certain of that.
Technically, yeah. I don't know if there are others, what I would call minor candidates. There are places with primaries. There are actually more than a couple of legislative districts where either Democrats or Republicans have a primary. And of course, we've got the entire 3rd congressional district here in western and parts of central Wisconsin, right, where you have a three-way Democratic primary to see who's going to take on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden. So there are some primaries already. It's just that we want people to know to, you know, no longer just assume, well, if I haven't heard of a primary around me, I don't go vote. Treat this just like treat it like a one issue election, whether there's a primary or not, because if you don't go vote this down, then, you know, sometime in the future, you're going to see legislatures sitting on aid that could have helped your small business or helped your family, and it won't go to you. It's your tax money. It should be coming back to you.
It's our money, Pat, but they know better. They know better where that money should go, and it goes to their donors and their wealthy friends because they need another yacht. We are talking about the two constitutional amendments that will be on the ballot on August 13th. That essentially take away more powers from the governor to decide where emergency federal funds will go. And let's not forget that at the height of the pandemic, they went on vacation for 300 days.
Right.
We didn't see them. There was they weren't concerned about it then.
No, there isn't a concern about solving problems. Otherwise, they wouldn't gavel in and gavel out nearly every special session called by Tony Evers on some very important issues. And I want to remind people, I can do this now because I'm old. There was a time when Republicans and Democrats worked together when serious issues came up, and they might have disagreed on the details, but they would recognize there is a problem. Let us find ways to solve it. And now there seems to be this new dogma in the right side of the political spectrum of coming together to solve a problem is somehow weak. And compromise is somehow weak. So we're going to let the problem fester until we have absolute power with a Supreme Court and gerrymandered maps. And then we will rule as we see fit because we know best. That is not always how the Republican Party was. And just like the Democratic Party hasn't always been the way the Democratic Party is these days.
No doubt.
But this is the time we live in now, and we should not normalize this kind of obstruction.
I like that. We should not normalize this kind of. Yeah, I mean, that's it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, the new party system where the old guard is surprised that things are happening. Like, wait, what's going on? Why is it this way? It's been moving this way, not glacially either. I mean, 8 years, that's.
They said, as you pointed out, Don Jr. said it before during the rally before the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. The Republican Party no longer exists. It is the party now of Donald Trump.
Right. It's all his. I mean, what, 4 years ago, they didn't even have a platform. And then the thing that they approved in Milwaukee yesterday is kind of a platform, but it's also kind of more of a, you know, young Republicans, you know, thing from, you know, Eau Claire Memorial High School put together. You know, I mean, it's just so... It's a wish list that is incredibly basic and vague and says nothing about how you would do it. It's essentially saying, well, we can't just once again say whatever Donald wants. So we'll put a few things on a list.
I've been trying to think of ways to encourage folks to vote. And if you are listening, make it a day. Get three friends and go to the polls together on August 13th.
Grab lunch.
And then go to lunch or go see a movie.
Yeah.
Or go do something. It's really, really important that people get engaged about this.
Make it a day, you know, make it a day of service. That's what I still think it should be, a national holiday slash day of service, the way that they've tried to do with September 11th and some other dates. And frankly, if you're an employer in any position to do this, to say, you know what, this is the day where I'm going to encourage you all to vote, and then we're going to do something for one of our local United Ways or something like that. Make people feel good about coming together. It doesn't matter if you're Democratic or Republican. You want to help things out, and let's do that, but let's vote on the way.
We will continue our conversation with Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby, and Captain Pat Kreitlow joining us from Up North News Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. If you ever want to join us, call, text 855-752-4842. Before we forget, we promised two pairs of Brewers tickets right now. Brewers hosting the Pirates tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Callers 1 and 2, whoever gets the right answer to the trivia question, you will each pick up a pair of tickets. We have two pairs of tickets right now. Greg, what is the trivia question?
The trivia question is, what are the name of the two mascots of the Milwaukee Brewers? What is the name of the two mascots of the Milwaukee Brewers? You can see them at the games anytime you're at home. The names, first two callers to get them right, gets the tickets.
855-752-4842. You have to call. You can't text in. 855-752-4842. First two callers who get the question correctly, the two mascots for the Milwaukee Brewers will each pick up a pair of tickets for tomorrow night as the Brewers host the Pirates at 7:10. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the two constitutional amendments that are going to be on the August 13th ballot. Steve from Milwaukee just chiming in about President Biden, but the double standard for President Trump. Trump gets so much more leeway from the media, which tells you everything you need to know. It is all about the tax breaks.
Yeah.
It is. And ratings, quite honestly.
Look, here's the disconnect here. There's the Republican Party has long been for lower taxes. And I get that. I completely get that. It's just that they used to be for lower taxes, but still with the money that was brought in, using it to solve problems and address issues.
Right.
And somehow they lost track of the other half of that equation. Now it's just cut taxes, cut government, cut services, cut everything to, as Grover Norquist famously said, you know, shrink government to the size where you can drown it in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And again, that's not what the party used to stand for. There are still plenty of people, regular folks who are Republican, conservative, whatever you want to call it, who want lower taxes, they want fewer regulations, but they still want to solve problems. They're living in the real world, and they're wishing that their politicians would do the same.
D- David on the live stream says, too many Republicans I talk to don't try to convince me with issues. They just say, don't you want to be on the winning side?
This isn't wrestling. This isn't sports.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. But it is. It's when you, and I get why you use, say, sports analogies. I do it. But you have to recognize the difference between the two, and that public service is not a business, and it's not sports. It is its own thing, which is why we talked the past couple of weeks about the importance of a civics education. And making sure that people understand and appreciate government and democracy.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you're gonna make smart votes and smart investments. And that's what we need to encourage more of.
Let's talk in the few minutes we have remaining. We like to call him Lake Sitting Axe Throwing California Guy, Eric Hovde. But you have an even better phrase for him. I love it so much.
Professional rake stepper Eric Hovde has done it again.
He inherited that rake from his grandfather.
He did. It's an old
That's
rake.
That's right.
It's an heirloom rake.
Exactly. It's not even that. It's what he has said recently about young workers. Well, two different things. One is that they should grow up. They should not need to have affordable health insurance. They should go out and afford their own insurance and not be on their parents' plan. But then second, we should jack up the retirement age to at least in their 70s, because according to him, they might live to be 120. So yeah. I guess what, work until you're 85? Is that really the kind of future that young workers want today? I don't think so, but Eric Hovde really seems to have it in for these youngins.
Well, one of the things we were talking about earlier, we were discussing this because we listened to the clips of Eric Hovde speaking on this matter, is the fact that anybody my age or younger can fully expect to not retire at our given retirement age, because none of us are relying on Social Security, even though I've been paying into it since I was 12.
Right.
None of us are relying on that, and none of us think we're going to be able to retire, because that's just not how it is. So maybe I'll work until I'm 110 then, because I do not in any way, shape, or form think what Eric Hovde is proposing is even remotely a solution. But also, he thinks that there's this magical world in which I'll just be able to clock out one day and be like, all right, everybody, me and the wife, we're going to travel America now. I got my gold watch. I got my pension. Thanks, everyone. No, that's not how it is. The world's changed, and not for the better for us. I want my money back.
Well, I think there's a lot of frustration for folks. And I think, good heavens, if you remember back to when we were in the midst of the COVID pandemic and the shutdowns happened, which, by the way, the first shutdowns during COVID happened under Donald Trump. That's when things got shut down initially, just in case we forget. Yeah. But there was one lawmaker who said at some point, I think grandparents should be willing to sacrifice themselves for the sake of their grandchildren and go back to the workforce, even though you might be additionally vulnerable. You know, do it for the kids. Yeah. Do it for the kids.
Yeah. I don't get it, honestly. I don't have an easy answer to this kind of a mindset about just supporting workers. Support the workers, not just the employers, not just the investor class. Support your workers, and don't do it just through scaring them. You know, for example, we played some of that Ron Johnson audio recently where he said, you know, part of the reason he ran for a third term was that nobody else was a voice for the vaccine injured.
What?
That never came up. Never came up. I mean, I thought he was running because Mandela Barnes apparently was burning down our cities or something based on all the commercials. Why can't you just stand with the workers and be honest?
Folks, I'm going to run for office because I have to stand up for the bicycle inhibited. See, I can make up words too, Ron, and that doesn't make any more sense. I mean, it's just so, and I, you know what? I had a point, but I made a joke instead. Now it's gone. Goodbye.
Now I forgot what he was saying.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you join Pat Kreitlow every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. He has a great show. Up North News Radio, Pat Kreitlow, birthday boy. Thank you so much for taking some time, Pat. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to talk to you guys. Have a great day.
News is coming up next. And then when we return, we're going to talk about hiking the Ice Age Trail. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.